I'm glad to have one of our missionaries are back. Brother Haas is back. Of course, he came for his family and continued to pray for his family and the loss of his father. But why he's here, we haven't had him come yet, and I want him to come speak to our church. We appreciate him and the work that he's done. I believe you work a lot with the singles over there, and every missionary, that whenever they're back, they always talk about what a great job you and your wife are doing helping the singles, and then you get them married and pass them off to somebody else, right? So Brother Haas is going to come tonight. As he's coming, I do want to mention we are a little behind with our Friend Day frenzy, and so let's start pushing that. Make sure you get a couple contracts. Grab some of the Friend Day invite cards, and let's make it a goal, everybody that's in here, to have a friend signed up by this Sunday. Get the name to your teacher, and we'll get that contract up. But we appreciate Brother Haas and one of our own. And, of course, he gave his testimony during the missions revival. We're glad to hear from him tonight. So why don't we give him a warm Pacific Baptist welcome.
Let me turn this on here. If you have your Bible, if you would turn that, the book of Acts chapter 1. And such a blessing to be back for just a little over a month and a half. Grateful to the Lord for my beautiful wife, T, and just she's been such a blessing, and it's just a wonderful thing to be able to serve the Lord. And I just want to say thank you to Pastor, the staff, and the church family. You've been such a blessing and encouragement to us, many of you, and I don't want to start calling out names, but we've been so we feel refreshed and encouraged and inspired. But I'm going to talk about the church at Antioch, but I want to start off with Acts chapter 1, Acts chapter 1. And just keep your Bible in the book of Acts, and we're kind of going to go through the book of Acts and kind of look at the church at Antioch. And Acts chapter 1, verse 8, by God's grace, my wife and I have been married just a little over 16 years, and we've been serving in Cambodia now for a little over 12 years alongside our team. We have a great team leader, Pastor Dave Board, and his family, the Vong family, the Torres family, and just Brother Vanat and his family, just wonderful folks to work with, and just grateful for our team sent out of our home church here. And let's look at the book of Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. And I'm sure we're familiar with this verse here, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And pretty sure we have handouts and got it. Okay, great. On there's a quote by a friend of mine, pastor friend of mine in Vermont, and I want to read it here, and you can listen or look, follow along here. We are to do all we can to get the gospel to the furthest, the greatest distance, the most extreme points of our world. There is no place too far, no people too different, no culture too unique, and no government to oppose. We are to go into the othermost part of the earth. And I hope that's our desire, that we will continue to do that, more missions. I want to start off by talking about the introduction to the church of Antioch. And if you would, turn to Acts chapter 6, verse number 5. Acts chapter 6, verse number 5. And here we see the church of Antioch first mentioned. And we just read Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And that's we heard this word recently, the blueprint of the book of Acts. And that's God's plan. And that's what really the Holy Spirit did throughout the book of Acts. And really the book of Acts is the history of the early church. And here we're going to learn about the origin and the history of kind of the beginning of the church of at Antioch there. And Acts chapter 6, verse number 5. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith, and we're going to see that phrase in a bit again, and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and notice this last part here, this last individual, and Nicholas, a proselyte of what? Antioch. So that's the first time we see this city mentioned, Antioch, and Antioch was the capital of the province of Syria. It was part of the third largest city of the Roman Empire at that time, and it was the commercial and really the cultural center of the Empire of Rome, the Roman Empire, and it's a busy port city. Kind of reminds me of Long Beach, California, amen? The cosmopolitan center, population, they said about around that time, almost 500,000 people. Wow, that sounds like Long Beach, amen? And it was called the Queen of the East. And it was the gateway to the East. It was known for immorality. And here we see Antioch mentioned. Let's keep going. Let's go to Acts chapter 11. Acts chapter 11. You have your Bible, and I hope you do. Turn to Acts chapter 11. And we're going to start in verse number 19. Acts 11, 19. Now they which were scattered, okay, because abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch. Notice the city Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And here in verse 19, you see because of the stoning of Stephen, you see Acts chapter 8, God wanted the church to go out. But the church really didn't obey the Lord like they should. And God allowed persecution in Acts chapter, I believe, 8 to happen. And the believers from Jerusalem, the church in Jerusalem, I think they grew to at least 100,000 eventually and to disperse. And here, because of persecution, they traveled here to Antioch. And the Christians that traveled from Jerusalem about 300 miles to Antioch, Antioch is about 300 miles north of Jerusalem. It's like us going to Yosemite Valley National Park. Amen. That's about the distance there, I believe. And notice, this is just something here I was going to share. But let's look at verse number 19 again. If you get your Bible there, notice the word day. And let's look at verse 20. And some of them. Okay, talking about, see the word them there, were men of Cyprus, the island Cyprus, and Cyrene, which is a city located in Libya, which when they were come to Antioch, and spake unto the Grecians, or the Greeks, the Gentiles, or those who are not Jews, preaching the Lord Jesus Christ, or the Lord Jesus. So notice, this is not Peter. For a while, Peter was the main character. The church of Jerusalem was the main church. Now, in a bit, we're going to see a different character come along. It's Paul, but we're going to see another church kind of take over and become the center and throughout the book of Acts. And it's the church of Antioch here. And here we see just not apostles, not disciples that were known, just followers of Jesus Christ, refugees, really, that was running for their lives, sharing the gospel. I've been so encouraged just going soul winning Tuesday and Saturday and just being around our church family. Well, I'm so thankful for everyone that has a part in the ministry, whether it's the bus ministry, the nursing home ministry, Sunday school ministry. It's so encouraging. That's what I see here. And here, toward verse 20, there, let's keep going here. Let's keep going. And verse 21, and the hand of the Lord was with them. And if you have your Bible, you know, try to follow along with your Bible there. And a great number believe and turn unto the Lord. Verse 22, and tidings of these things. Let's jump to verse 26, and we'll come back. We'll come back if time permits. Verse 26, and when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. Okay, so Barnabas went to go get Saul, or we know him as Paul now, and he was living in Cyprus, and he brought him down to Antioch. I'll keep reading. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled together with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. And so here we see a church called Antioch. And let's do this. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll get started. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for your people gathering around your word. And Father, I pray that it will be our desire that we will be led and guided by your Spirit. Father, may you have the liberty to convict us, to challenge us, and to control us for your glory and honor. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as I see these group of believers, they're being persecuted. They're taking the gospel, and wherever they're going, can I say this? If whether in persecution or in prosperity, let's take the gospel with us. Jesus says, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Follow me as my disciples, and I will make you fishers of men. Yes. Then we have to ask this question. If we're not fishing for men or winning the lost to Christ, are we really followers of Jesus Christ? Come on. And here, in verse 26, they were called Christians, and at that time, it was a derogatory term, and it was really mockery, and really is someone who imitate or support a figure, and that figure in this case was Jesus Christ, of the party of Jesus Christ. That's what Christian meant. And they didn't call themselves Christians. They were called Christians. But later on, it became a badge of honor to be called a Christian, to be able to be identified with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We heard a lot about the 1040 window. But before I talk about a little bit about the 1040 window, in our notes there, it says, and I got a picture of a lighthouse here, up here. The church, F.B. Meyer said, the church at Antioch, it stood out on the edge of the great heathen world, like a lighthouse on the shore of a desolate sea. Antioch was toward the southern part of the country of modern-day Turkey now, the southern part of it, and along the Mediterranean coast there. And we'll see in a bit here how Antioch became the center of the church that really the gospel went out. The Great Commission began to be fulfilled on purpose. Amen. And before that, it was fulfilled by persecution. But now, in a bit, it's going to be, you can see it's on purpose. And we'll look at Acts 13 in a bit. You know, the 1040 window is known as the resistant belt. And we've seen statistics, and Brother Johnny wrote books about this. And it includes the majority of the world's Muslims, Buddhists, and Hindus. More than half of the world's population and people groups live in the 1040 window. Approximately 5.37 billion individuals and residing in 8,698 distinct people groups are in the 1040 window. There's 8 billion people, a little over 8 billion people. 4% of that live right here in the United States. Wow, when we hear these statistics, when you hear this, these statistics, there better be a good reason for you to stay here. And I want to say this, if God has called you to stay here, and our spirit ought to be ready to go, willing to stay. But if God has called you to stay here, I want to encourage us, hey, let's be like the church at Antioch.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Acts 13. And let's look at verse 1 to 4. Acts 13, 1 to 4. And there were in the church, notice the word church, that was at Antioch, so this local church in Antioch, certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas, and we'll jump to verse 2, and they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed and unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. So here, a commentator wrote, it is the ministry of the Holy Spirit working through the local church to equip and enlist believers to go forth and serve. Really, the gospel began to be on the move by on purpose. I want to show some pictures here. Our church sent out teams to three different countries in Asia. And thank you for sending us. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for standing by us. And here's a picture of our team in Cambodia. We don't have a recent picture. It's hard to get, you know how it is with a lot of different folks. It's hard to get pictures, amen? Missionaries, we're the same, amen? I was beginning the service, I was looking through the prayer list, and I was looking at sent from PBC. That's wonderful. Let's go to Acts chapter 14. Let's jump to Acts 14. So Paul went here. We just read Acts 13. Paul went on the first. Paul and Barnabas as a team went on the first. And John Mark went on the first missionary journey there. And now they're in verse chapter 14, verse 26 to 28. Here they're completing that journey and then sailed to Antioch. Verse 26, Acts 14, 26, and then sailed to Antioch. From whence they had been recommended to the grace of God, meaning they were entrusted to the Lord, dedicated to the Lord, for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with it and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And there abode a long time with the disciples. So here they return from that first missionary journey and they're given an update. And by God's grace, this was the building that we all lived in I lived there for 9 years, amen? 9 years. I remember we're going to live there together, and next you know, everybody disappeared, amen? I don't know where they all went. It was like a compound, okay? As you can see, it was like a compound, amen? And I remember, pastors, some Wednesday night, we do Wednesday night midweek over there, and sometimes it was just a few of us in the beginning. And we'll sit there and we'll look at each other. That's so weird, so awkward, you know? But you know what? God, we started a children's ministry. And it wasn't too long after that, the Lord started to bless. God was building his church. And I'll share a little bit more in a bit here. And here's the mountain, Basut Mountain, that Brother Boris talked about when he was here and he preached. And wow, it's such a spiritual stronghold in the country of Cambodia since the 8th century. And of all the places that the Lord moved us to, he moved us there, amen? It was a hard place to break into. I remember a lady, and in 2018, we were able to put down some money and buy property. And thank you for having your pardon, Dad, and by God's grace. And there was a lady that's from, she's a Cambodian American. She's from Southern California here. And that was her hometown. And she would always, for years, for a couple decades, she would support ministries in Cambodia. But when she went to visit Pastor Myers, when she went to visit, she found out, wow, there were fake churches. They were just gathered when she shows up. Amen. Eventually, she figured it out. And then she was able to reconnect with Pastor Dave and our team, and she knew Pastor Joe from back in the days. She said, we didn't know we bought property there, but for years, that was her hometown. That mountain. She would look at the mountain and she would pray that God would bring the gospel to this area of Cambodia. And God brought us there. And by God's grace, we were able. I know the building is not the church, and God has blessed us. Here's all our church plants coming together, and the main building auditorium there, and God has blessed. Let's go to Acts 15. And let's look at verse 35-34. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. And so here, we'll jump down to verse number, I'm trying to skip some verses here because of time, but verse 40, and Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God, and he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. Notice the word confirming the churches. And let's jump to Acts chapter 18. We're going to look at verse 22 and 23. Acts chapter 18, and we just read Acts chapter 15, and that's talking about the church of Antioch, where they went on a second journey, missionary journey. And the church of Antioch sent them off. And let's look at Acts 18. So, before we jump to Acts 18, I want to share this verse here with you real fast here. In Acts 15, we just read, and in verse 41, and he went through Syria and Cilicia confirming. That means strengthening, established beside, to render more, to confirm. So he's returning to strengthen the brethren. And here in chapter 18, verse 22 and 23, and when he had landed in Caesarea and gone up and saluted the church, he went down to Antioch. So he went to Jerusalem. Now he's on his way to Antioch, 300 miles. And after he had spent some time there, he spent some time in Antioch, the church, with the church family there, he departed and went over all the country of Galatia and Phrygia, and in order, strengthening, notice the word strengthening there, all the disciples. So here, he came back to the church in Antioch. He was there for a while, and they sent them on another journey, him and his team. And he went to strengthen. And that's what we're doing. Right now, God has blessed us, and we were able to reach the Cham people, okay? And we were able to start a church there, and they just built a new building. I don't have pictures of that. And we were able to reach the Khoi people, and by God's grace, and the church was established there. And in a bit, I might come back to the gentleman in the front there, I'll talk about this in a bit, Lord willing. And I want to. Everything you just saw, and I know it was a quick update, it was a lot in a little bit of time, and this is fruit to your account. And you had a part, it's our team. Okay? It's we're all, like Brother Johnny preached, we're on the same team. And now we're in a new stage. And Project 1040. That's great. We're going to be strengthening, supporting, and confirming, and giving accountability, and fellowship, and helping these national leaders. I've been to the church. I go every year, at least once or twice a year, to in that restricted nation. I've seen what God is doing there. And this is the church that they just started just recently, a year or two ago. They recently had a youth conference that our church here helped support and fund it. And I think 10, if I remember, at least 10 young people surrendered to the Lord. That's great, right? Pastor Nate was there also preaching. But can I say this? The harvest is still plenteous. In Cambodia, there's at least 8,500 villages with no gospel access. There's more to be done. Southeast Asia, 11 countries, about 700 million. 1,821 people groups. 51.9% of them are unreached. They need help. They need somebody to be sent to them so they can preach to them, so they can hear the gospel and believe. I want to go here. I just got a few minutes left here, and here are some of the young folks that most likely our church will be supporting and helping with Project 1040, and they're fine young adults. I had a part in helping a little bit and to train them. I know they've studied online with some of the staff here, but I just want to get some inspirations from the church at Antioch. Let's go back to Acts chapter 11 to where it all started. It's easy, and as you can see the quote there and in your handout, inspirations from the church at Antioch. The tendency of the fire, and this is outside in the hallway, this quote here, twice, I think. A fire is to go out. Watch the fire on the altar of your heart. Anyone who has tended a fireplace, a fire, knows that it needs to be stirred up occasionally. So here are just a few things I've noticed, and I don't know if we can get through all of it, but let's look at Acts chapter 11. Let's look at verse 19 and 20. And when they which were scattered abroad upon a person that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word. And we jump to the end there at verse 20, which they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I encourage you? More preaching. More gospel. Don't let up. Keep preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll keep going. Number two, in your hand out there, and look, verse 21, Acts 11, 21. And the hand of the Lord was with them. And a great number believed and turned to the Lord. So first, I noticed the gospel of the church of Antioch. Secondly, I noticed the God of the church of Antioch. When you see the hand of the Lord there, usually it's talking about the power and the presence of God. It's the acts of the Holy Spirit, the book of Acts, working through the apostle. Be filled with the Spirit. Be controlled. Number three, I noticed the grace of the Antioch church. Verse 23. Let's look at verse 23. Who, when they came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all. And here they went to get the church in Jerusalem. They cared about what was going on up there in Antioch, and they sent Barnabas. And Barnabas, he went up there and he saw the grace of God. How do you see the grace of God? I saw it here the past month and a half I've been here. God has been so good to us. Amen. Hey, say little. It's been said, say little of what you have done for God, but say much of what God has done for you. Amen. Number four, I see the growth of the Antioch church. Verse 23 to 26, and we won't read it. And number five, we see the giving of the Antioch church. I want to challenge you, when you go home this tonight or this week, get the handout, open your Bible and study it. Number five, the giving of the Antioch church. Number six, the glory of the Antioch church. It was all about the glory of God. Here, I have it down here, the deepest passion of the heart of Jesus was not the saving of men, and G. Campbell Morgan said this, but the glory of God. And then the saving of men, because that is for the glory of God. Yep. You know, it's been said, people who love the glory of God will live to spread the gospel of God. I want to just share a quick story. The man in the front there, Putin, and I shared this with some of the student in chapel. I remember meeting him for the first time, going to his village. It took, at that time, at least 5 hours to get there, 4 to 5 hours, and then it took another hour to get in. It was horrible. The roads were horrible. But I remember meeting him for the first time, and he was so happy to meet us. And you could tell he was different. He was someone who knew about God, who heard about God, but he didn't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That was missing in his life. I remember we started sharing the gospel with him, and he saw the grace of God. He'd seen other so-called Christians, but he never really experienced the grace of God in action. He noticed an atmosphere of grace among our people. And eventually he would get saved and baptized, as you saw in the picture earlier. And wow, when he was saved, he got saved. He wanted to go tell everybody. He was always, he had some health issues and he was dealing with a lot, but he was so happy he was saved, and he wanted his family to get saved. Eventually, his eldest daughter got saved, but his wife, she would persecute him. She would abuse and harass him. A few weeks ago, he was really sick. And really on his deathbed and really in the hospital there, and he wasn't going to make it. A day before he passed away, and that was his prayer. He said, he always tell me, Pastor, we got to go out to this village. I want to tell my family member. We got to go over here. I remember our men, they told me they were witness to his wife, and she did not like us. Amen. I remember one of our men witnessed to her, and she saw the faith of her husband. She says, he told his family, if I die, he told his kids that believe, continue to follow Jesus. Continue to follow Jesus. His wife saw his faith. And the day before he died, she got saved. Amen. He was so happy. We're going to be in heaven together. Amen. Can I tell you something? This is what brings glory to God. Yep. Let's follow the example of the Church of Antioch. I keep talking to this like I need it. Amen. I should have pushed it to the side. More gospel, more God, God's power. Don't settle for anything less. More grace, more growth, and more glory. I read this final verse. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. If we can all stand, and I'll pray, and then Pastor Rick can turn it over to you. Our Heavenly Father, Help us to make it all about the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to desire to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, and to follow you more nearly. Father, help us to desire and learn and glean and apply some of these traits from the Church of Antioch for your glory and for your honor.
The piano is going to play. If God spoke to you, why don't you come? Doing that which honors and glorifies God, which is the gospel.